Well, according to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service's annual planting intentions report that were released at the end of March, growers intend to plant 12.6 million acres of cotton. And even though that number is up 15% from last year, Mark Lang, president and CEO of the National Cotton Council, says much of the industry was surprised that the increase wasn't even more.
I thought they'd find a few more acres out there than we did when we did our report, because from the period of, say, mid-January to early March, when USDA starts doing their work, cotton prices had strengthened relative to corn and soybeans, and so I fully anticipated they'd find a few more acres than we did. And I think that's the market's responded in saying it needs to tease out a few more acres.
So why didn't those numbers increase?
I think one of the things that may be confounding us is, from what I'm hearing in parts of the Mid-South and the Southeast where growers can also produce corn, is back in the early part of the year when corn prices looked pretty attractive, they had locked in some corn. And that may prevent them from perhaps planting as much cotton as maybe the market's trying to tease out, because they've already contracted for some corn acres.
But Lang notes that it's not all said and done yet, as there is still another report to come.
I would suspect that in the June planting report, we'll see a few more acres than we had here in this end of March report. Certainly with these prices, if there's anybody out there who isn't committed, they're probably looking at cotton right now in the Mid-South and Southeast.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.